when the League of Nations was established,
yes,
I believe as Khalifatul Masih Sani Muslim Maud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, even at that time pointed out a weakness in their constitution.
That's right, yes, correct.
In that if the various powers did not get together to stop an aggression, it would fail, and it did
quite,
fail.
Quite.
I was wondering if...
I've already said that in my earlier answer of mine in this session, I mentioned this, that is not, Khilafat is nowhere involved there.
No, not Khilafat.
Islam, the Holy Quran addresses Muslim states. That means that this concept that Islam should be, the Islamic world should be held under one's political sway, is rejected by the Holy Quran. In the world, according to their own choice, different countries can have their own form of government, and they do not automatically fall under one central government of Islam at all. That is not the Islamic concept. The Holy Quran says that different Muslim nations, people, can form their own governments, and when they disagree with each other, they have a row, then all the Muslim states together should try to solve that problem. And if one behaves irrationally and insists on committing wrong against the other state and does not listen to this joint pressure, then they should jointly go into war against that particular state. And they are all Muslim, as according to the Holy Quran. So, nowhere in the institution of Khilafat is mentioned. The whole Muslim society as such is addressed.